This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to For the Pod.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck. It is a Washington Capitals podcast, which means it's a podcast about your 2018 Stanley Cup champions. Thank you all for listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm, Overcast, and Google Play Music. Well, we are still under quarantine. There is still no hockey. Coach Dan, he's joining me right now. Coach, how you doing today?
I'm good. It's a nice day outside. It was snowing earlier. That was weird. It's the middle of April. We're all stuck in our homes. The world has come to a pause, and it's snowing in the middle of April. Given it only snowed for like, I don't know, maybe less than 2 minutes, but it was still like I looked up. I was on a webinar, and I looked up, and I was like, oh, it's because the clouds looked like it was going to rain earlier, and I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. I didn't think it was going to be raining today. And my wife goes, it's raining. And I was like, oh, I looked outside. I was like, no, is it snowing? Is it? What, really? I mean, it's kind of cold out today.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm not overly surprised, but what the hell?
Yeah.
Why is it snowing in the middle? Can we go back to normal, please?
Normal would be very nice right now. And normally it would be Stanley Cup championship season and the playoffs would be going on. But unfortunately, still no hockey, which means still no hockey to talk about. I hope you guys enjoyed the last show where we talked about hockey movies. That was a lot of fun. Well, not hockey movies, hockey in Hollywood. So references to hockey and movies. I had a lot of fun putting that together. But we got something planned this time around. And I hope you guys dig it. And Coach Dan and I, if you've been a fan of What the Puck for a couple years now, you guys realize how much we really enjoy talking hockey fashion and how much we enjoy talking about when it's okay and appropriate to wear a sweater, when it's okay to wear what on what game day and that kind of thing, and who's got the best logo and who's got the best jersey or sweater. And we were like, hey, why don't we rank the cap sweaters from our favorites to our least favorites? And there's not like the worst one or anything like that, because I mean, they're all Caps logos.
I don't know if I agree with you on that one, but go on.
They're not, none of them are bad, but
again, we might disagree on this.
They're all cap sweaters. Everyone's got their favorites, and
everyone's wrong.
But Coach Dan had this idea of maybe doing a show about the cap sweaters and what we think about them. So you had an interesting way of doing this. So let's tell everybody how we're going to rank these.
So I am 100% stealing this from the James Bonding podcast with Matt Myra and Matt Corley, where they do a number of different things and they talk about various things related to James Bond. And the way they do their rankings is that both of them have to bring up a particular item or movie or whatever before they're allowed to discuss it. So if our first, we're going to go starting at the one we like the least to the one we like the most. And if the one that we like the least is not the same jersey, we're not going to discuss that particular jersey and what we like, what we don't like, until we both bring it up.
Okay. Is Matt Gourley, is he the one from Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend? That Matt Gourley? Has to be.
I don't know. I think he did work with Conan. Or does, so it's possible.
Yeah, that has to be him. He's a funny guy. Conan likes to pick on him. But, all right, so should we get right into this?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so since this is your gig, you go first.
Oh, it's my gig. It's our gig. I just came up with I stole the ranking idea. Okay, so to be clear and to recap, there are 9 jerseys.
Nine.
I think on Twitter, I had said something like 12 or 13. And then you text me being like, where are you getting the other ones from? And so I was like, duh. And I went through them and I was like, wait, where did I get the other ones from? So I went back and I genuinely cannot figure out how I came up with my original number. Like, I genuinely have no idea how I did that. You can go to NHLuniforms.com and that shows you like every team, every hockey team. And it shows their uniforms throughout the years. And so like the Caps have had some variations on the same jersey, right? So like the current red and white, the blue bar along the top when they switched from Reebok to Adidas, had a change.
Right.
The white Caps jersey from the late 90s to mid 2000s, the white one said Capitals at one point, and then they actually took that off along the black diagonal strip.
Right.
The old red and whites changed minor changes, like the stars were up higher, then they dropped a little lower
right
later on. Right, but like we didn't accommodate, but we didn't bring those changes into this conversation because that's just kind of nitpicky at that point. Right, like I might think that the letters are better on the jersey or not in terms of like the mid whites, we'll call it, but it's kind of irrelevant at this point. Like it wasn't a major enough change.
Right. And we're also going to be using the Winter Classic when the Caps went up against the Blackhawks in 2015, and we're using the Stadium Series jerseys as well. So those are our nine. Current red and white, Screaming Eagle, blue and white, Capital Black, the original red and white, the Stadium Series, and the Winter Classic when the Caps went up against the Blackhawks. So those are our nine.
I mean, if you go to NHLuniforms.com and then go to the Capitals, it's along the top. They have every like former NHL team and both current and former, and then their jerseys. You can see the Caps ones throughout the years. It's pretty cool. And they have the special event uniforms, as we, the Stadium Series Winter Classics from 2011, 2015, and then the Stadium Series from 2018. So it's pretty cool to go through and look at, and you can kind of see the like subtle differences with some of them going from like the vintage red and whites and how they made those slight changes, and then to the current, more current red and whites that we use, and even the sort of third jersey that's supposed to be like the old one. But anyways. Yeah, I mean, there's some pretty cool websites out there to use in terms of looking up this information.
Yeah, absolutely, and just subtle changes. It's kind of, I'm like, how are these different? And it's almost like a Where's Waldo type of thing. Like, oh, okay, they did this, but
what is different in these two pictures?
All right, so why don't you start us off here, and you can tell us which is your least favorite.
All right, so this, I don't think this is gonna be much of a surprise for anyone who has listened to the show in the past. I know it's only 1 through 9, but this one's actually going to start off at 11 billion. I'm going with the 2018 Stadium Series jersey that came out in Annapolis, the Blues.
What?
Now, we're not allowed to talk about it.
Okay.
Until you bring it up. So if you don't have that as your last one, you're wrong. Just want everyone to know that.
My least favorite is the blue Screaming Eagle.
My number 8, where are you, is the Winter Classic from playing against the Blackhawks. The like darker red, weird, like red stripes at the top. That's my number 8. What's your number 8, Brandon?
My number 8 is the white Screaming Eagle. I'm not a big fan of the late 90s, apparently.
Apparently. I think we know what your number 7 is going to be then. My. All right. So far we've got Brandon hates the 90s, and I don't like going outside the box. That's what we've seen so far. My number 7 is going to be the current away white jerseys.
Okay. My number 7 is the 2015 Winter Classic.
Oh, we get to talk about
ding,
it.
Ding, 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 ding.
Wait, what number was that? 7. Okay, 7. Sorry.
So it was, I guess, one ranked higher than yours.
Yes. So, all right, now we can discuss this. So, would you like to go first, or would you like me to talk about why I thought this was a travesty and a mistake?
You can go first.
Okay. So, I think part of it has nothing to do with the jersey itself. I think part of it is, I thought this was the first outdoor game in DC. I thought after going up against the Penguins and having the vintage whites, it made 100% sense. And it was going to be a great sort of nostalgic thing for Caps fans to go with the vintage reds as their jersey for that game. And it would have made 100% sense to go with that look. And then they came out with this sort of weird red that we've never seen this team use before. It almost looks like they took the gold of the mid-90s to the 2000s and the red and like put them in the paints in a thing together and came up with this bizarro version of a Caps thing. They had this bizarro logo that they've never used before. And then you have the stripes on the shoulders, which actually look better in jersey form than in a picture, I have to say. But the whole thing just made no sense, and I thought they looked terrible. They didn't look terrible on the ice, but it just made no sense. I saw no reason to go with the sort of a... You know, you want to go with the Stadium Series game, and you want to make something completely different, fine, whatever. Everyone seems to do that, and they go a little bit... a little weird with it, right? But to me, it made complete sense to go with a classic... the vintage Reds, they would look great.
Now, I can agree with you. The vintage Reds, it did make sense if this is the second Winter Classic and you're hosting, why you wouldn't go back to that. So, yeah, I completely agree with you with that. The stripes on the shoulders, I know that was supposed to be a throwback to a Washington hockey team from the, you know, before even the Capitals were around. So I get including that, but I don't like that. Because then you had stripes, and then you had stars on the sleeves as well. It was just, it was a lot. But I will say I did like the different logo. I liked the W with the three stars, so you're still...
it's not a bad logo.
You're still signifying DC, and you're still signifying with the three stars, Virginia, Maryland, DC. And I did like the fact that the Washington Monument was hidden in that logo, because we all know with the Weagle, as it's called, that the Capitol building is hidden in there as well. So it was almost like a hidden Mickey Disney type of thing, where if you noticed it, then you kind of got, like, you were in on the joke there. But... I didn't understand the maroon, the dark red. That was weird. So, not the
great... Is that even maroon?
I felt like it was maroon.
Like, I don't know what to call that color.
Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, not the greatest design. I'm glad it only showed up once. I think they used it again one other time at the end of the season. But it was a very busy jersey. It was a lot going on.
I don't necessarily dislike this W Capitals logo with the monument, like, as a third logo for the team, right? Like, you have the letter script, you have the Weagle, and then you can have this W as sort of like your third. Like, it may not be on the jerseys, but you can use it for marketing purposes. You can put it on t-shirts and things. It probably still sell it, but it just, I don't know.
And something else Coach Dan and I have been talking about recently, since there's no hockey on, that's the one thing I don't enjoy about the Capitals, is that I don't feel like there is a one definitive
like main logo.
Yeah, like one main logo.
It does seem that way, because they kind of they go back and forth.
They put the Weagle on a lot of stuff, but when you're ever being represented on the NHL network or anything like that, it's always the script logo that is on the front of the sweaters. So I feel like that W really could have been something. Like, you think of Yankees, you think of that NY, you think of the Red Sox, you think of that stylized B. The Capitals do not have that. So I kind of don't like that part of the whole look of the Capitals organization.
It does seem a little weird that there's no, like I feel like the letter script one, because of the vintage aspect to it as well from the original logo and jerseys, that makes the most sense. I do think if they wanted to go this route of not going with the vintage Reds, I thought a jersey with Washington or Capitals written in a diagonal pattern. You've seen with, like, the Penguins have done that in the past, the Rangers. I think the Avalanche actually have that as... Yeah, the Avalanche had it, Avalanche had it back in the late 2000s, early 2010s, or early to mid. They had, like, Colorado written down. I thought that actually would have looked kind of classy. And I was like, yeah. So this jersey, I was just overall pretty disappointed with in terms of what they came out with.
Yeah. And apparently I liked it a little bit more than you.
Ever so slightly.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to move on to number six, I believe. My number six is the current Reds.
Hmm. So you're not a big fan of the modern era of jerseys.
No, because that... No, well, you have to rank them. So I wouldn't go... We're not really supposed to talk about it. I won't go that far. I think... I honestly... With the exception of the Stadium Series, and kind of, they grew on me, the Winter Classic against Chicago.
Yeah.
I like all of them. It's just the Stadium Series one I don't like. But I like some more than others. And some of that could be more nostalgic than the actual look of it, or nostalgia than the actual look of it. But anyways, my number six is the current Reds.
My number six is the current Whites.
Oh, we get to talk about it.
Yeah, we get to talk about that one.
Okay, well, see, the problem here is that this is kind of what I'm going to say about these is kind of the same as the Reds. I just happen to like the red one a little bit more. I don't like the design. I feel like it's very... How do I put this? It's very busy. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of weird. Like, I've never really liked the piping down the sleeve, and I think I was talking to my wife about this at one point. I forget how or someone I was talking to. The conversation came up, and I was like, you know, I wish they'd done it this way. Like, I kind of was hoping for more I don't know what to call it, the stripes around, like, the elbow that you see with some jerseys or the forearm. And they had to go down, and, the person I was talking to was like, well, they wanted to be different than everyone else. And I was like, that's a good point. Like, they are pretty much, I can go through it real fast, but I'm pretty sure they're the only team that has the logo or the jersey that kind of has this design to it. But that doesn't mean I necessarily like it. Like, there are a lot of teams that have that sort of, that forearm or that elbow stripe. In fact, I'm going through on NHL uniforms right now. It's like almost everybody. So the Caps are sort of individualized in that way. But I still just, I don't know. I just think it's weird. I think it's an odd look. Given they won the cup in this jersey.
I know.
So it's a little hard to, like, knock it that much. And I really wish they'd won it at home, but that's besides the point. Let's have to do that next time. But I don't know. I've never really gotten on board with the current home whites.
So this is why I ranked this one so low.
It's not bad.
No, not at all. And
I just don't like it as much.
I think I've been a fan forever, but I think, with the Ovechkin era, it's always rock the red. So whenever I'm going to buy anything, I want it to be red. I don't want it to be an away jersey. I don't want it to be white. But the reason why this one is ranked so low, and I think this isn't just the Capitals, but any team that wears white, is that I absolutely hate when I'm watching them on TV and I can see through the jersey. I can't stand that.
Is that still the case? Can we have watched hockey in forever?
Well, I've been watching the Stanley Cup run, and I'm currently, I have the Tampa Bay game 2 playing in the background right now.
Wait, but, pause. When did they switch to Adidas? Oh, wait. You know what? I can look by looking at the freaking website.
Yeah, there you
go. Currently on. No, I think it was the Adidas jerseys when they won the cup. Right? Hold on. They won the 17-18 season, and it has a little thing on here.
Yes. With the team that won the cup. 17-18 is when Adidas took over.
Okay, so it was Adidas. Okay, so I was saying, did they change it, or was the fabric different that you couldn't see through? Yeah, it is a little weird when you can see, like, the pads and such.
Well, like, if you remember from a couple years ago, this was in 2018, that Holpe was wearing what looked like an old Capitol Building away jersey underneath his white jersey. It was very...
Is that to, like, so he could fit into the jersey? Like, it was too big.
I guess. I don't know, but...
I don't know why that's making me laugh the way it is, but it's funny.
It was so distracting to me as a fan watching it, because I was looking, I'm like, why is the Capitol Building there? And this doesn't... what is he wearing? Because the jersey was almost see-through. I guess because he was sweating a lot, so maybe the white just became a little transparent. But if any player were to wear anything dark underneath this jersey, you're going to see it. And I find that very distracting as a fan. So that's why I don't. That's why I rank these whites and is so low, because I like every time you looked at it, it's see-through.
Yeah, it's a little weird. Yeah, I mean, in general, when you can see, but I mean, every team has to have a lighter color, so that's kind of the reality. But still, it is definitely a bit odd.
Yeah.
All right, should we move on to the number 5?
Number 5?
I've said that in terms of, like, I'm looking through the list real fast, being like, am I saying the right number? All right, my number 5 is the late 90s, early 2000s, the black, with the Capitol Dome logo.
And my number 5 is the Capitol Building logo. Black jersey as well.
Yeah!
We agree!
Yay! Alright, so, do you want to kick it off or you want me to go?
You can go ahead.
So, I always liked this one. I didn't like when they had the nameplate on the back was, like, at a weird angle. I thought they were trying to be, like, different and it just looks stupid. So, they fixed that after a couple seasons. But... and because it was originally, if I recall correctly, that was their alternate jersey, and then eventually it actually became their away jersey. I always liked it. I liked the logo. It probably helped that this was like when I really started focusing more and more on hockey, was during this era. And so I really liked the logo. I thought the colors were a little odd because, there's nothing about the white and the blue and the bronze and the black that like was like, oh, DC, or Maryland or Virginia. And so I always thought the colors were a little odd, but I always liked this logo. And I remember when they wanted to switch over to they had teased about going to red, white, and blue. Everyone was like, oh, they should just do the same logo, but in a red, white, and blue. So I thought that would have been a cool opportunity. You know, it was a fun one. I always thought it was nice. It was, you know, a little different. It had the piping along the sleeves that I like, but at an angle, so it's a little different. But I just always thought this one was kind of cool. And the logo itself on there was a bit different. And I don't know. I think it's more of a nostalgia thing for me because I remember going to games and such and just really, like, seeing that logo.
This one, I think I dug it because I like the black. When you're up against the ice, you know, it's a white surface, so the black really does pop a little bit more. I like the bronze. Kind of reminds me of all of it. Just reminded me of DC and I guess America and that kind of thing, because you got the Capitol building on the front, you've got the stars, and then the piping kind of reminded me of like a penny. So it was kind of like U.S. currency. So that always reminded me of that. And I don't know. It felt like you were going to work. It's like business. You know, it was like formal wear. Like you were almost going to prom or something.
Interesting, interesting. Yeah, I could see it. A little bit of the more professional look. No, it was a nice one. It made no sense, the color scheme.
But no, yeah, nice. I agree with that.
But that was a nice one. Should we move on to number four?
Number four.
So my number four, and now we get to talk about it because you already brought it up, is the old, not the old whites, but we'll call the mid whites.
The Screaming Eagle
whites? The Screaming Eagle whites. I really enjoyed this one. If I recall correctly, my first ever jersey that I purchased was from the Sports Authority on Rockville Pike, down here in Rockville, Maryland. Was I bought a Peter Bondra jersey for like maybe $75 at the time. But I was like, one day I think I was just like, I'm gonna go buy a jersey. So I drove over there and was just like, mine. I think I got out of class in college and was like, before I went to Stevenson, and was like, I'm going to go buy a jersey. So I just drove over to Sports Authority and was like, I'm getting one. So I went and I bought, and I have it. I think I've quote unquote retired it because I don't wear it to games anymore. But I have the old vintage Bondra 12. The letters and the numbers are all stitched on. It's not like a screen print or anything. I just think it has a nice look. It's got the diagonal stripe on the front and the sleeves, which I thought was, it's a nice touch. It was very different from any other jersey. During that, I can go double check that to make sure I didn't just make that up, but I'm pretty sure it's pretty different from any other jersey during that time. Let's do a 2000s. You have some others that have the sort of diagonal, not the Dallas where it's a big star, which I always thought looks stupid. But it's not the same way where it's like almost a check mark on the team or on the jersey. I always thought the Eagle logo was kind of nice. I like the Capitol Dome one better, but the Eagle logo is not bad. The Capitol Dome one wouldn't have fit on this white jersey though because of the angle of the stripe, but I thought the eagle kind of going the way it diagonally goes down.
The Capitol Dome though, isn't that the shoulder logo?
Yes, it's the shoulder logo on this one. I always thought I liked that logo better and thought that would be more better as like a primary logo, with the Screaming Eagle being the secondary one.
Gotcha.
But it doesn't fit on this particular jersey just because of the way that it's designed. You know, I thought the colors were nice. I thought the blue sleeves at the end is a nice look, and you know, it's one of those things I think you can still wear to a Caps game and it's, no one's gonna be like, what are you doing, you know.
I'll say the reason why I rank these two so low, and I mean, spoilers when we talk about the other one as well, but I feel like these are the ones that are most stuck in their time, if that makes any sense.
That's a good point.
Like if you wear the vintage jerseys and you wear today's jerseys in 20 years, I don't think that people will be like, oh, wow, they look so much like their era. These jerseys feel very 90s. The sharp angles.
Oh, very much so.
The colors, everything. You're just like, that's something that, you know, is extreme, like it was back in the late 90s, early 2000s. So I feel like that's why I don't like it, is that, you know, you watch a movie or something like that and you'll see old technology in it and you're like, oh, that dates it. These feel very dated. Of like all the Halloween movies, if you watch Halloween 6 with Paul Rudd, that one is the one that feels most stuck in its time. And again, that was late 90s as well. I find it very odd, though, when they switched up the jerseys from original to late 90s, early 2000, is that they took the Capitals name off of the white one. And that doesn't make any sense to me, because why would you take away the team name?
Well, so yeah, they started with the team name on it in 95 to 97.
Right.
And then they introduced the black, and they took the print name off the whites, but left it on the, because remember, the whites used to be the home jersey.
Right.
So they took it off the whites and put it on the blue away, or kept it on the blue away, which, yeah, that was always a bit odd. I think the one that I have, it's in the other room. Otherwise I go get it. But I think that one is no name on it. No Caps name. The Capitals isn't on there. Actually, I forgot to tell you a story about the black one. We were talking about it real fast. We can jump back one. I was at a Caps game a couple years ago, and I found on eBay a Calle Johansson jersey.
Yeah.
From the black. And so I was like, oh, that's cool. I like Calle Johansson, so I'm going to get it. And it was cheap. So I wore it to a game once, and I'm standing in line to get food, and I hear someone behind me go, how'd that guy get a Marcus Johansson jersey in the black? And I was like, and he's got the wrong number. And I'm like, oh my God, for the people who make jokes about Caps fans only coming around recently, you are not helping, buddy. And I was like, head forward, pretending I could, because I don't think he was saying it loud enough for me to hear me. Like, he was kind of talking to whoever he was with. And I was like, keep my mouth shut. I'm just going to get my food, and I'm going to go back to my seat. But I was like, dude, you're not helping the cause right now. Because, yes, we did not draw as many fans when we were terrible, and I know Penguins fans like to bring that up, but I went to games in Pittsburgh when they were crap before Crosby, and they didn't draw either. So, everybody makes those jokes. Same thing for you, I'm sure. Okay, on to the next one.
Well, I got to give you my pick for four, right?
Oh, that's right. Sorry, yes, there is a bit of a flaw with the system. So, or confusion. So, yes, what is your number four?
My number four is the vintage Reds.
All right, you and I are going to have words after the show.
Okay. Well, let's have it on the show. But okay.
All right, my number three. Oh, I'm really disappointed in you because I know what your number one's going to be now. All right, anyways. My number three, I don't understand you. My number three is the mid-2000s, the Screaming Eagle blue.
Okay.
And there's some of it's the design. Because now you brought up, you had it at number nine. I have it at number three, so now we can talk about it. I really like this one because partially it was the first jersey I ever owned. The summer of 99, I volunteered at a camp in Potomac. And on my last day, it was me and there, it was a small camp. There was me and this other girl. The directors got us a gift as a thank you because we were volunteers. We weren't getting paid. And they got me a blue Capitals jersey. And I never had my own jersey before. And I was like, whoa, this is so cool. And then it occurred to me that one of the directors had come in, was talking to another staff member, and they were talking about something. And he goes, oh, Dan, by the way, who's your favorite hockey team? And I was like, oh, the Caps. He's like, oh, okay, cool. And he left. And I was like, that was really weird. And it, like, didn't register. And then, like, a week later, they gave the thing to me. And I was like, oh, that's actually, like, really cool. I forget. They got her a bunch of stuff, too. So it was, like, it was a very nice thing that they did. So there's a little bit of a nostalgia and a nice memory for me for that particular jersey. But I also just really like it. I think the blue, it's nice to see that they have a blue jersey. Let me phrase that differently. They have a good blue jersey. They have one that they... there's actually a lot of people I've talked about wanting that to come back. I actually think they could have brought that back as the Stadium Series or have that as a Stadium Series jersey in the future, because then you have it. It's definitely different than what they have now. It's different than the vintage ones, but it also does pull back a little bit of nostalgia, a little bit of history with this team in having that jersey. So I think I would love to see a Stadium Series jersey of the old blues or the old blacks, because people have those. You're going to want people that are now going to want to get them. And they do have a nice, classy look to them. So my what number are we on? Three was the old blues.
Okay, so this one was my least favorite, and I think it's due to the fact that I don't know what color that is, because it's like, is it aqua? Is it blue? Is it mint?
Well, it's definitely not mint.
Yeah,
where are you getting mint from?
And maybe you know this. I couldn't figure out why. Why does the eagle have five stars? Because the three stars make sense, because it's the D.C. flag, and they also stand for Maryland, D.C., Virginia.
I think you're thinking too much into it. I don't think it has anything to do with D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. I think it just, they were like, we have this space, we're going to put a bunch of stars here.
Okay. See,
like I think you're thinking that they went, like they thought about it a lot more than they did. They're just like, we have this blank space. It's DC. Stars is a thing on the flag. We'll throw a bunch of stars on there. It'll look great.
Now,
and probably had to do something with the fact that they had stars in the old one. But if you just had the three stars, you have that like blank spot. That would look silly. Put stripes, then you're getting a little too ridiculous.
I'm trying to. I don't see anything. I mean, the eagle's cool. I almost would have done no stars at all and just had it be black.
That'd have been interesting.
But that's just my take on it. I don't know. I don't like the color. The eagle is not my favorite. I definitely like the weagle more than the screaming eagle. But I do understand, since we're in DC in the capital, that logo kind of makes sense. But I agree with you, though. If they would have done this logo and sweater for the Winter Classic instead of the maroon ones that they did, I think that would have been really cool to see.
I think that would be a nice one. Can I point out that I believe this is the one that they're wearing, the caps, when they scored the goal against Dominik Hasek and the Sabres to go on to the Stanley Cup Finals where they got swept. But there is a nice little nostalgic aspect to it for their first shot at the Cup. When Joey Juno, I believe, scored.
So now it's my number three.
So yeah, yes, thank you, because I totally forgot to ask you yours. So
my number three is the vintage whites.
Okay, hold on, I have to find it on this list so I can write it down. Okay, all right, we can talk. Oh no, we can't. Sorry, I forgot. I already have one on there. Okay, so your number three is the vintage whites. Good call. Good call. Well, we might as well talk about them, because that's my number two.
Your number two.
My number two is the vintage whites. I just, you know what? It's classy.
Yeah.
It's very nice. You know, it's not the most dramatic jersey. You're not looking at going, it's not, you know, an eyesore or anything like that. There is a bit of a change between the actual, like the old ones from when they first came into the league versus the 80s. So when they actually dropped the stars down closer to the logo. It used to be up much higher. I actually have this one with the stars up. I think the stars were up higher on it. So they dropped it down a bit. You know, the logo looks like dropped a little bit depending on the year. I think it's a very classy look. Nice red, white, and blue. It makes sense for DC. It has the stars on it, which makes it look nice. And I think it was great that they brought it back as their jersey against the Penguins in the Winter Classic, and then kind of have kept it around a little bit as their third kind of jersey look.
Yeah, I like these a lot more. I do like that Capitals print on the front more than I like the Capitals print now. I like the fact that they originally brought this back for the Winter Classic, because it, when they brought it back to face the Penguins, this felt special. Where when they brought the Reds back, it was just kind of like, oh, we need a third jersey. Here's the old Reds, and we're changing the Washington to white. But that was it. So I kind of like the fact that they brought these back for a specific reason. It didn't feel like it was just kind of like, let's just do that this year for whatever reason. But I think these are classy looking jerseys. I like the stars down the sleeves. I like it across the chest. I like the look of it. This, you know, you see this, and I think this is probably also the jersey that everybody who watches hockey in any way thinks of the Capitals. They think of this jersey.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I tell you, it was a mistake that they went with the sort of weird maroonish type of jersey at the Winter Classic 2015. I mean, it would look, well, no, not that one. Sorry. I got ahead of myself. The classic aspect of it, it is very nice.
And I
think it would actually work right now. I mean, if you went back to, I don't know if they'll do this, but if you went back to having that sort of white jersey as, you know, as your normal away jersey, I don't think it would be an issue. I mean, I think it would look great. It would look very nice. I think it's very classy.
I will say, going through NHLuniforms.com, where you can kind of just go through the years, it feels as if every year, whoever was designing this just like was like George Lucas with Star Wars. It was like, take it away from him, or he's just going to keep changing things. Because if you just page through, it's like, all right, how about we'll have the stars, but this year they'll be lower.
Ooh. The one thing I find interesting with the old jersey, the white and even the red, and we'll talk about that one in a moment, the piping on the sleeve is actually at the cuff as opposed to like the elbow or the forearm or like along the bicep. So I found that's a bit, I'm going through quickly right now, and there aren't a lot of jerseys that have it kind of that way. So I do think that was actually, that's a nice little difference that you can have, given that's probably going to be covered up by a player's gloves. But I do think it's nice to have that difference.
Let me ask you.
Montreal used to be.
What do you think about pants? Should for this white jersey, do you think red pants or the standard blue pants are a better look or a better combo?
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, they used the red recently, but they had the blue back in the 80s and the later in the 70s. I don't know. I think I like... I mean, the red looks nice. I'd stick with the red, probably.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too.
Because you use the blue on the red. Although, that shouldn't really matter, because the Caps have the same pants for their current updated one. No, I think the red looks nice. I'm fine with it.
All right. Which one do I... Is it me now?
You have your number two.
My number two. That is today's red sweaters.
I'm so mad at you right now. All right, so I had that one at six. You have that at two. Since you like it more than me, why don't you go first?
I think this one is ranked so high because it's the Ovechkin era, and even though Ovi did start with the black jersey... I'm just always going to associate the Ovechkin era with this jersey. I like the fact that it does it, like the part that you don't like about it, where there's piping up and down the sleeves. I like that. I like the fact that the shoulders aren't a different color than the sleeves. I think it's a classic look. I think it's a simple look as well. It's not too busy, where the vintage ones had stars and stripes and everything. And even though that is a fine looking jersey, I like this. This seems simple and easy, and I like that. That's the style right now is very minimalistic, and I feel like this jersey has that.
I don't dislike this jersey. I just like the other ones more.
Yeah.
No, I mean the red's okay. I appreciate that they went back to the red, white, and blue from the blue, bronze, and gold area. But I felt like they should have gone more with the vintage one. I couldn't get the updated logo, even though I like the old one more. But it's kind of the same thing with the whites. It's just the piping down the sleeve I thought was a bit odd. I do think it looks better now, Adidas versus the Reebok ones.
How come? Why is that?
The biggest difference is just the blue. Instead of it going, it goes like up the sleeve. The small blue stripe goes up the sleeve onto the shoulder and then like up to the neck. It goes across, so it looks a little bit more, to me, it looks a little bit more clean.
Here's the thing that I don't
that's,
like.
I feel like that's the biggest difference, I think, between those jerseys. A little bit, it looks like the white piping could have gone, and on the away one, the red could have gone up a little bit higher on the Reebok versus the Adidas. It doesn't go quite as far. I like the Adidas ones more than the Reebok ones.
I mean, I don't see a huge difference.
No, it's not. I mean, we're talking minimal difference here.
But I will say the thing I don't like about the Adidas is the shoulders, because if you look, there's tiny like circles.
Because of the fabric.
That looks like a Band-Aid to me. I look at that and it looks like a Band-Aid. And I don't like it.
Fair enough. Yeah, no, they're okay. I feel like if they were to switch them out, people would still wear it, but I wouldn't be like, oh, darn.
Right. You know? I mean, if they were going to switch anything up, I feel like they would have switched it up going from Reebok to Adidas, and they didn't change.
I think actually a lot of teams probably didn't do that because they wanted to see, you know, now they're looking at potentially bringing back, or now that they have already brought back the third jersey. But I'd love to see them go back to the old red and whites. If they were to do that, go back to the old red and whites, then I don't think people would have a big, big fuss about it. I don't know. So that was your number two, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll go with my number one, which is, and you already brought it up as your number four, the vintage Reds. That is my favorite jersey that the Capitals have ever had. I think it's just it's clean, it's classy. I like the white on the top as kind of go along with the shoulders, but it's not like the Flyers where it goes like, why can't I find the Flyers freaking jersey on this stupid website? It's not stupid. It's actually a great website. There you are. The Flyers one, I feel like it always goes too far, mm-hmm. where it goes like all the way down or part of the way down. I think it looks silly. I think the Caps one is very classy. I think it's a nice looking, it's one that when they go out on the ice, I think it looks great. It's easy to see on television. It's easy to see, you know, the names and such. Which actually was a concern. The Caps jerseys, I think it was the black ones. There was a concern that it was hard to read the jersey names either on and numbers. It was either on TV or in the arena when you're sitting up in the 400s. It was hard to see sort of which player was which regarding the numbers. I think the old whites were great. I think they look fantastic. I think it's better than when they put the nameplate on the back versus just having none, but that might have been more of an NHL thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if I had to pick a specific one, you know, the mid-80s or the ones they went with right before they switched over to in 95, 96, when they switched over to the white and the blues, I think those just look great. And I would love to have those back as the permanent ones.
I like these jerseys. Again, I don't think you can go wrong with any of them, but I don't know why I ranked that one. I feel like the whites make more sense for, I don't really know why. Maybe because it was the Winter Classic against the Penguins.
Well, the whites
when they were
used
back.
To be the home one. That's the other thing too. It's like it used to be that the white jersey was your home, and then whichever one, whatever your color was, that was your away jersey. And they switched that.
You know what it is? You know what it is? Looking at it right now.
Yeah.
I think it's the blue stars. I think that's the part that I like the least about that jersey.
What? Oh, the fact that the stars are different colors?
Yeah, I think if all the stars were white across the top and you only had the stick blue of that logo, I think I'd like it a lot more. I think that's what's throwing me off for some reason.
I feel like that would look weird. But maybe that's just me.
Well, when we get to number one, we'll be talking about weird.
Uh-huh. All right, so yeah, my favorite is the vintage wrist. I'm about to go put that on, finish out my evening, my afternoon and evening with that.
I actually I bought a jersey on eBay and it came yesterday, and it was actually the number two jersey I picked. It was the current red, and I bought it because it's got the Stanley Cup champion patch on the chest, and it's a Willy Baby jersey. So I now own a Tom Wilson jersey.
Does it have the Cup Champs patch or
yeah,
the
champion?
Okay,
yeah.
So when I got my wait, who's on my cap? Is it Backstrom or do I have a Ovechkin? I can't even remember at the moment. It's been so long since I've worn a jersey. I'm about to go do one now. I'm gonna come out of the office, go down to the kitchen where I'm working from home, and my wife's working in there as well. She's like, "Hell, why are you wearing a hockey jersey right now?" And I might even not go with a Caps one. I might go with I was actually looking right now. I'm looking on eBay at Vancouver Canucks jerseys because I kind of want their old, the red, what is that, yellow and black one. I don't know why I like that one. It makes no sense. Yeah. What the hell are we talking about?
The Capitals patch, the championship patch.
Oh yeah, I wanted it to be the Stanley Cup final one, but it is a Champs one. When I got it, and I was like, oh, I thought that would look cooler, but whatever. All right, so I said my number one.
Right.
Go ahead.
I love the sigh. The sigh was perfect.
I think you've only made this your number one to make me mad.
That was a giant part of it. Yes.
Sure.
My number one pick was
he's a mistake.
The Caps Stadium Series jerseys that they wore in Annapolis.
I'm gonna hang up on you.
All right. So the reason I picked this monstrosity, number one, I actually really like it. I'm not even lying. I dig
the. You do own it, I believe.
I do own it. Yes. I love the navy blue. I didn't like the light blue of the late 90s. This one seemed classier to me. See, again, like I liked the black jersey of the late 90s because it felt like you were going to someplace special. This jersey, I feel like you could wear to brunch. Like, it feels like it is a classy.
What? Who is wearing a hockey jersey to brunch? Canadians, maybe.
Yes. I will say the only part I don't like about it is that it says Caps and not Capitals across the chest.
Yes.
I like keeping the three stars. That I enjoy. And I like the fact that in the numbers, they had the map of, was it in the map of the Metro of DC? I believe that was in the number.
Huh?
So there's lines inside the Stadium Series numbers on the back. And I thought that was... I
can't see that close on this website.
I thought that was a map of the subway system in D.C.
Now, okay, hold on. If that's the case, then I'm going to be mad. Because the whole point in having the stupid cummerbund was that they thought it would look better on television. I feel like you're just trying to get me riled up.
All right. As a historic tribute to the team's hometown, the numbers are accentuated
terrible.
With perforated patterns based on Pierre...
Oh, La Enfant.
La Enfant, yeah.
He designed D.C.
Original grid plan for the city of Washington, D.C. So that's what... So it's not the subway system, but that was the original plan for the city. So I like the fact that there is history in there. And the fact that you're wearing navy blue... at Navy Stadium makes total sense. And there's a shot of Ovechkin when they did the promotional stuff where he's got his stick kind of leaned up against his knees and he's bent over and he's got the white on the shoulders. That's the only time I like the color being different on the shoulders is that there. So I think these jerseys are classy. I'm going to get eaten up alive on the internet from people that hate these jerseys. I know it.
So everyone?
Yeah, except for me. And the cummerbund thing that you don't like, I don't mind, but I will say if they would have just done all navy and only had the stripes on the sleeves, I think that would have been a better design. If they did not have red around the waist and was just on the arms, I think it would have been a even better pick.
Would you like me to go?
Go ahead.
So the only thing that makes these jerseys better is the fact that Toronto's looked worse.
They did. They did.
Toronto's was terrible. These are the worst. There's a reason I ranked this jersey at 11 billion. So, where shall I start? The pants, boring. With a giant W on there, it looks like a minor league or a small market club in France who's trying to add some extra ad space to get additional revenue because the owner doesn't have a lot of money or the team's owned just kind of by the fans. And so they need that additional revenue. It looks terrible. So the pants are terrible. The socks are fine. The jersey itself, it feels like it's, terrible. It's halfway done. You know, the cummerbund looks silly, and I get they want it to look like so it's easy to see on television, but there's a billion jerseys that have multiple stripes that you've seen just fine on television, so that's crap. No, it looks terrible. I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at the pictures of them from the game. First of all, the red cummerbund and then the white on the top doesn't even make sense. Those should match. Or at least have some semblance of matching.
I can agree with that.
So if you have the white on top, there needs to be a white stripe at least along the bottom. This jersey could have been quite classy. I agree with you on the caps. That looks stupid. It could have been quite classy and quite nice. Why they went with the W logo on the pants, I also don't understand. They're just like making stuff up now.
Now that is where you could have put the shortened caps logo.
Yes, that would have been fine. I mean, still silly, but fine. But you add a couple white stripes to the cummerbund and the sleeves, and you actually have a very nice, almost very nice jersey. It looks like one that you would find on eBay that someone in has clearly made up some goofy design that they're like official Capitals jersey, and you're like, no, it's not. It's not even close. Like, this is definitely it looks like a joke, crappy one that you would find on eBay. I think there's a reason that we haven't seen it since, because it was terrible.
Well, I will say, they wore them one other time, the end of the season, and they won, so this jersey is undefeated.
and it should stay that way because they should never wear it again. It's just, it makes no sense. Like, I get that, and they do this with the Stadium Series jerseys where they kind of go a little off, and every time everyone's like, yep, still terrible, with all of them that come out. But I feel like it was another missed opportunity to go with the Blues, or if they wanted to do one that looked more, because they're at the Naval Academy and they're in Annapolis, they could have gone with a jersey that looked a little bit more in line with the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
And that I just think it was just bad. It was just a poor bit of marketing attempt, or an attempt to make it look nice on TV, that just didn't work.
I will agree with you. There are definitely ways to improve this. 100% agree with you there.
Yeah, like 150 different ways.
But I don't know. I like it. I don't know why. I really don't, because it is flawed. But I dig it, and it's my favorite. If I'm picking a jersey to wear to a game, I'm wearing this one. I don't know why.
I don't either. Now, we are all entitled to our own opinions, and sometimes our opinions are wrong.
Let me say this.
And this one is wrong.
I will say this, though, that I find strange about all special Caps jerseys, sweaters.
All, like, two of them?
Any of the Winter Classics, the Stadium Series.
I feel like they'll be involved with the Stadium Series, you know, if we ever actually get to have live sports again.
Right.
I feel like they'll be involved in a Stadium Series game. There was talk of them being against Carolina in the Winter Classic, or is that Stadium Series?
I think it was a Stadium Series.
But now they're playing. Did they ever announce who they're playing?
No. I mean, everything stopped before they could.
I can't remember if they did, but at one point it was the Caps, and then that got pretty much squashed by everybody.
But let me say this real quick about the sweaters and when they do these specialty ones. I don't understand why they put the specialty patch on the shoulder. They do it for every single jersey they've done for a special event. Why is that not on the front, on the chest?
The Caps or the NHL?
The Capitals. And every single one, in both Winter Classics and the Stadium Series, the patch is always on the right shoulder.
Well, let's see. The Penguins get special preference in terms of being in all of these different events. They've been... Winter Classic was on the front. Front in the when they lost to the Caps. Stadium Series against the Blackhawks, it was on the shoulder. What is that? They have two different patches in 2017, shoulder and arm. I think it might be an NHL thing versus a Caps thing. Cause it looks like a lot of them are on the shoulder over the last few years.
I don't know. I feel like if you watch,
who else has been in a
bunch? If you look at the NFL, whenever they have a specialty patch, it's always like either over the heart or it's on the right or the right side of the chest. I feel
shoulder. I agree with you. It should be on the front, but I think this is an NHL thing because the ones I'm looking at right now, they're all on the shoulder and not on the front. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Well, is that our show?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it, man. We've gone through all 9. We can get the other 4 that I made up later on. I still don't know how I did that. I even like counted them out. I was using my fingers, and I don't know how I botched it that badly. But yeah, like, there's 1, 2, 3, 4. I was like 13. I was like, how the hell did I get 13? I have no idea.
All right, well, if you would like to continue the conversation with Coach Dan or I, you can. Let us know which jersey is your favorite. You can tweet to me at BrandoCash. Coach Dan, where can people tweet to you at?
You can tell me that the vintage red is your favorite on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan, talking all kinds of Capitals-related things, you know, when live hockey exists. I feel like it's harder and harder to be on Twitter right now in terms of posting things because there's not really that much in the world of sports to talk about.
You want to know what I tweeted the other day? Let me read this tweet to you.
Okay.
This is how riveting life is right now if you're a sports fan. On the Olympic Channel right now is France versus Denmark in a game of handball.
I saw this.
In my day, this was called keep away.
Yeah, I saw that and I was like, yeah, that's true. I also don't have the Olympic Channel.
You don't have Comcast, do you?
No, Verizon. Yeah,
that's why.
Oh, I don't know if you guys can hear it. My son just woke up from his nap, so we should probably wrap this up. But yeah, find me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan. And if you've enjoyed the show, you can maybe we'll put up a little graphic or something. Brandon, what do you think about our picks? We can put it up on the Facebook page at facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. It's where you can find out when new shows are coming out, as well as all sorts of things related to the Washington Capitals and the National Hockey League. That's facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. But Brandon, in the downtime, in the I believe there's actually, let me go a different route for this one. There's a draft coming up. Is there potentially a podcast people can listen to where they can hear you talk about the draft and the Ravens?
That's right. So if you are a Ravens fan or a football fan, the draft is coming up. Make sure you go like my Ravens podcast, The Call. We talk all things Baltimore Ravens. And one of the shows that we did recently was our top 10 Ravens games. There's going to be a draft special at some point. And if you watch the NFL draft and are a fan of The Call, you might see a familiar face on the broadcast. That's all I'm going to say right now. It's not mine. But anyway, so go over and like us. You can check us out at facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. And The Call Podcast is facebook.com/thecallpodcast. Remember, we do this show for free. And remember, these opinions are only our own. And if you enjoy a different jersey than us and you think we rank them incorrectly,
then you're also wrong.
It's all opinion. We're just having a good time. So
yeah, it's all in good fun.
Go over to our Facebook page and like us over there. We do the show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, sure. TuneIn, Player.fm, Overcast, and Google Play Music. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. Write us an Apple Podcast review, and then let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat and Twitch and TikTok, anywhere you're social on the web or with your phone. Say, I'm a Washington Capitals fan. I listen to What the Puck, and you should too. So that's pretty much it for the show this week. Coach Dan, thanks for coming up with this idea. I think we got a couple other things brewing at the moment. So hopefully we won't be too far away. And, I mean, hopefully...
Of course.
We know the NHL season is at least not starting up until May.
Yeah, we do.
But let's hope we get hockey within the next month. But who knows right now. So... we're going to do our best to keep you guys entertained until we get hockey back. So stick with us. Stay subscribed to What the Puck. Thank you all for listening. That's it for the show this week. Everybody, say it loud, say it proud. Suck it. We did it.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jacks. For more information, go to brandocash.com.